This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. If you're with me yesterday morning, I asked the question, are you disappointed? Is life a disappointment for you? I read about the Hawaiian teenage surfer Bethany Hamilton. Here's a girl, young girl, who started competitive surfing at age 11. And by 13, she was an accomplished surfer, well respected in the surfing world. And then one horrible day in October 2003, she was attacked by a 14-foot tiger shark and lost her left arm. But that wasn't the end of the story. For 3 months later, she amazed everyone. She was back in the surf, telling anyone who'd listen that she said, this was God's plan for my life. She said, I'm going with it. And in America, she's inspired millions of people who see her as a symbol of courage and inspiration. She says, when I surf, it's me and my board out in God's ocean. And she continues to compete and amaze everyone by doing something that not everyone could do. Now, a committed Christian, this is Bethany Hamilton, and she believes that God wants her to keep going with faith in him. So disappointments come. I mean, to have your arm taken by a shark, of course, is a dreadful experience. In the New Testament, we meet up with Paul, who was a very rugged and tough individual. He had his fair share of disappointments. But listen to what he said when he wrote to the church at Philippi. He said, talking about running towards a goal, I've not yet reached my goal. He said, I'm not perfect, but Christ has taken hold of me, so I keep on running and struggling to take hold of the prize. I don't feel that I've already arrived, but I forget what is behind and I struggle for what is ahead. I run towards the goal so that I can win the prize of being called to heaven. This is the prize that God offers because of what Christ Jesus has done. That's Philippians 3, 12-14. And Paul, as I've mentioned in this program many times, faced hostile congregations, people who didn't trust him, planned to get rid of him. But did you know that God had a plan for Paul, of course, that would change the course of history? His mission was to take the gospel to the Gentiles, and he had impeccable credentials, but he faced tough challenges. He was very determined to serve Jesus Christ and to put up with the hardships and difficulties simply because God had a plan for him. And he said, suffering helps us endure. He said, endurance builds character, and that gives us a hope that'll never disappoint us. All of this happens because God has given us the Holy Spirit who fills our heart with his love. So what it means today is that whatever challenges you face or disappointments you have, you can actually be a conqueror. You can be more than conquerors with God's help. And sometimes I've met Christians who feel their faith has actually let them down. And what I mean by that is that we can rely on perhaps our family or friends or a minister in those times of disappointment we have. We can use our faith in God, of course, and we can pray, we can read. But sometimes there's a problem. We often pray for things to happen, and when they don't, those feelings of disappointments can certainly deepen the sense of disappointment. What happened? We could say, has God left us alone? Is God still there? It's like a little child asking gifts from Santa. And we begin to question the existence. Now, God is not Santa. God does listen, and he does answer our prayers regardless of how things appear. It was Jimmy Carter, the former US president, who was a man of faith in God. And he was once asked if he believed God answered prayers. He smiled and said, of course he answers our prayers. He said, sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no, and sometimes the answer is, you've got to be kidding me. What Jimmy Carter was saying is that we need to be willing to understand that life does have disappointments. But we can always rely on God for support, love, blessing, and guidance. He will help us deal with the letdowns of life if only we ask. So if you're feeling trapped and disappointed, let me remind you of another verse in the Bible. Hebrews 13:5 simply says this, I will never fail you, I will never forsake you. So there's hope even when it doesn't seem that way. Well, Heavenly Father, how great it is to know that your ways are better than our ways. And even in the middle of our personal disappointments, you're right there and you give hope and give guidance. We need that, Lord. There's no better solution. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.